This is Matt Hoy sitting in for Dave Congleton on the Dave Congleton Show, News Talk 920 AM, 96.5 FM, KVEC. Final hour today. Don't have much planned here. Want to hear from you or listeners. Whatever you want to talk about. It's kind of a midweek hump day final call.
Last call. Yeah.
Last call.
You know, like the drink thing, last call. Last call for alcohol.
Last chance for alcohol. What song is that?
I know the song you're thinking.
You're referring,
of.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I hate that song. So
okay, so well, let's not play it. We'll stick with the Alpha Beta one. Yeah. So give us a call, 805-543-8830, 1-800-549-5832. Dave will be back on Monday if all goes as planned. We've got our fingers crossed, but that is the current plan. In the meantime, whatever you want to talk about, I was going to spend – I originally had Stephen Gutkowski on here earlier today talking about a couple of the gun laws here in California and some new reports on that. I was going to spend the rest of that half hour talking about kind of what's happening as far as gun laws here in California this time. So I've got a list of those to kind of go over because originally didn't plan on having American Legion guy in here. So, but that all worked out. So I'm happy about that. But before we do the gun laws, we got a caller. What do you want to talk about?
We got a couple callers already. First, Rod.
Rod, talk to me.
Hello. Good afternoon. Good evening. I'd like to talk about if I'm the only driver in this county that has made the observation how rotten the roads are, understanding that it is wintertime and water destroys roads where there's weakness and holes. But this has been going on for a long time, particularly on 227 across from the airport to Tank Farm Road. If anybody else has left the airport or drives that road regularly, they look to the right lane, it's all gouged up. That's 227. That's a highway in California.
Yeah, state highway.
And
increased
14 cents a gallon that the voters supposedly wanted. You don't see anything happen. Year goes by, nothing's done. Another year goes by, nothing's done. You look on Monterey Street in the city. Go down Monterey Street from Motel Row down to Giuseppe's, that whole street. Drive along there looking at the road. It's destroyed. The cracks and the crevices, it's just, and I'm looking around wherever I drive. The roads are shot. Can somebody, how do you, where is a person driving? How do you even begin to think, what is, do they know this? How do we let them know this? Are they driving here, the county workers that work on roads? Do they see this? Is there no money? Where's the money? What's it being used for? It's very frustrating to drive around and see all this and be paying for it. Nothing happens. You agree?
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly, especially if we're spending all that, you know, tax money on it that you know, there was a move to repeal that gas tax. It failed. I will say this. I drove to Fresno to pick up my niece and fly up from Fresno up to Seattle for my brother-in-law's wedding this past week. And Highway 41 out there, as you near Kettleman, is atrocious. It's just my wife's, you know, kind of encouraging me to half drive in the emergency lane off to the right side of the road to avoid the ruts. So
I agree.
So they are, you know, they're supposed to be fixing it. But I wouldn't hold my breath. I know that they redid a big section of El Camino Real and Atascadero. They resurfaced a big section of that from. Oh, I want to say it's the exit where In-N-Out is up north to the Del Rio Road exit. They did a lot of repair there.
Correct.
But don't hold your breath. You know, it's probably going to get worse. It's probably going to get worse before it gets better.
To stop, and when you see the workers working somewhere that look like they're Caltrans guys, just kind of pull over carefully. Walk up to one of them where it's safe to do that and go, hey, who do we talk to about fixing the roads in our area? Is there somebody they could tell you? I mean, it's if somebody's in government and they're listening right now, help.
Yes. It would be nice if there were a website or something where here's a list of problem roads we know we have, and here's the order in which we are addressing them, and here's the rate at which we are addressing them. That would be nice to have, but don't hold your breath.
I understand. And the second thing about it, when they choose to fix the roads, they always pick daytime for the most part. Back up. All these cars are backed up. When they could do, let's do it at night, 11 o'clock to 5 or 6 in the morning before everything's get going. Let's do on it, work on it at night.
Well, you have to pay them a premium if you do that.
Wonderful. We got lots of money. We got a new gas tax that's been kicked in.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks.
Greg, what do we got?
All right, now we got Ann in Creston. You're on.
Hello. Hello, Matt Hoy. I just wanted to promote an event that's taking place downtown Creston for the next 2 days from 8 to 5. There's going to be a book sale with DVDs and all sorts of other things at the Community Center, which is next to the rodeo grounds, of course, downtown. And on Saturday, we're going to be open from 8 a.m. to noon. That's what I wanted to promote. It's always fun to have a used book sale. I set out the books this morning, and we have everything. We've got military history. We've got travel books. We've got self-help. We've got everything.
Okay,
a lot of nonfiction, lots of fiction.
Let's make sure I got this right. It's at the next to the rodeo grounds in Creston. It is which days?
It's tomorrow, which is Thursday, and Friday from 8 to 5.
Okay.
And then Saturday from 8 to 12.
Okay.
And, of course, there's only 8 square blocks downtown, so it's really easy to find. Next to the rodeo grounds on Swayze Street, which is a dirt road, and you can't miss it. We're going to be in the community center, which is next to the community garden, and it'll be a lot of really interesting, some classic stuff, a lot of historical stuff.
Okay, sounds great. If you are looking for your next book to read...
Yes, head there's out, hundreds and thousands of books.
Head out to Creston. Thank you very much.
And I think you should be named Queen of Creston.
Well, thank you very much, young man. Have a wonderful day.
Every time we have 10 seconds, Ann calls in, can I talk about something going on in Creston? It's just absolutely amazing. And her husband, Miles, terrific guy, too. But every time there's 1 second, she just, Creston. She's all about Creston.
Is she doing marketing?
Yeah, for Creston, apparently.
It sounds like, you know, if she wanted to do that as a career, that's something that she could
Creston
definitely do.
Better start paying. All right, we got another phone call. We got Jay in Santa Maria. You're on.
Yes, I wanted to talk about a non-local issue. It's in reference to L.A. Lakers and LeBron James coming to the team.
Sure.
I had a lot of hope there that team would really turn it around. And when I was watching them early in the season, those younger players really kind of unified, and they beat some tough teams, including Golden State. So it's pretty exciting to watch. But then now with their playoff chances going down the tube, they're close to statistically zero, I guess. It would be nice to see them get in there, but with Magic Johnson, the owner, saying possible trades with those younger players, it kind of, I think, crush their morale, and so I think that they kind of cohesiveness, they became unglued.
Blame Luke Walton?
I'm sorry, which?
Do you blame Luke Walton?
No, not the coach. I mean, the coach seemed to doing the best job he could, you know, considering the players that he had. But Magic Johnson, I think, was saying things, or trying to reposition his team and trade some of the younger players. Brian Ingram, and I think Ball came, I forgot his first name, but Laverne Ball or something.
Lonzo Ball.
Came up.
Is Lonzo?
I'm sorry, Lonzo Ball, yeah. Came up as a possible trade candidate. And they were thinking about making some deal to get Anthony Davis, I think, from another team, or to pull in Kawhi Leonard, some of these other big name players, to another superstar to pair up with LeBron. And so far I haven't read a real deal. It's has come through yet, but they were talking about the off season, you know, reworking, retooling it, and even maybe trading LeBron. But you know, I thought that that early discussion kind of imploded morale, because those younger players were really going on a on an excellent run, and I saw the team cohesiveness was there, and they had the potential to get into that playoffs. And boy, I was excited thinking that potentially LeBron would be back in another playoff championship run in the hunt. And that was, I thought that was kind of exciting to watch. But it's not how it, how the season, their season's kind of going down at this point.
Yeah, I am not a huge Lakers fan, but I'll tell you this, as far as, you know, the names you mentioned, I'm sure that LeBron would love to have Kawhi Leonard traded to the Lakers, because if there is one player LeBron does not like to have to face, it is Kawhi Leonard. You see him shake his head every time Kawhi comes into the game, because Kawhi is like a wet blanket on the defensive end. Thanks for the call. We got to take a break. We're talking about whatever you want to talk about this hour. 805-543-8830, 1-800-549-5832. You're listening to Matt Hoy on the Dave Congleton Show.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut.
This is the Dave Congleton Show on KVEC 920 AM, 96.5 FM News Talk. Matt Hoy sitting in for Dave. Dave will be back Monday, bright and early, bushy-faced from his...
I think it's bushy-tailed.
Bushy-tailed?
Well, it might be bushy-faced.
He's got a beard. I'm thinking bushy-faced with him. Yes, yeah, so we left off the last segment talking about pro basketball, and as I mentioned to you off the air, I watch the Toronto Raptors because I like Kawhi Leonard. I watched him play in college at San Diego State. I watch when they are on, which is kind of rare because they're not very good this year, the Cleveland Cavaliers, because they have former Cal Poly player David Nwaba, who I watched play in college. And so that's about all I watch as far as the pros. You know,
that's a million times more than me. I don't watch basketball. I really can't stand basketball. It's like an hour and a half or 2 hours, however long it is, of squeaky shoes. It's just squeaky shoes.
And frankly, in the pros, all you really need to do is most times is like watch the last 3 minutes.
And
because that's when it's decided.
It reminds me of jingling keys, where, you know, to a baby, all you do is just jingle a keys and it's entertainment. They just run back and forth. Okay, there's a slam dunk. Run to the other side. There's a dunk. Run to the other side. Shoot the ball. It's just back and forth. It's just like shooting, you know, it's 102 to 101. I'm like, you know, squeaky shoes and, you know, hitting the basketball. I mean, the ball is, you know, like a foot and a half wide in the big hoop. These guys are like 9 feet tall. I do not identify with the sport.
I can understand that.
It's not my sport. Baseball, I love. To me, baseball is the most amazing sport of all time. Basketball, I don't hate it, but I just don't get it. Squeaky shoes drives me nuts. You know, I remember one time I was listening to it on the radio.
How about football?
Football's fine. I don't care about it. But I was listening to basketball on the radio, and it was just, just squeaking. And I'm like, God, this is just driving me crazy.
My friend, the witch doctor, he told me what to
say. It's just horrible. So, yeah, not a fan of basketball. I mean, I do listen to Jim Rome from time to time. I do listen to sports. So it's not like I'm completely out of it. And our caller mentioning, you know, the possibility of trading LeBron. And I'm like, I don't know anything about basketball, but I'll tell you this. He's not the problem.
Yeah.
You know,
This is true.
It's like when somebody, I'm a baseball guy, and when they were talking about, you know, getting rid of their coach for the Padres down in San Diego. They got rid of their coach. I'm like, I don't think that's going to fix the problem in San Diego.
No.
And he goes to San Francisco, and he's won multiple World Series.
Bruce Bochy.
Yeah, and so I'm like, I think that kind of proved that the coach wasn't the problem. Maybe it's the fact that you got, you know, double-A guys playing on your team. You can't even afford the AAA guys.
Right.
You know,
right.
So,
although they forked out $300 million for Manny Machado.
Yeah, good luck with that. The Texas Rangers paid $250 a couple decades ago for A-Rod. How'd that work out for them? They ended up paying the Yankees to take him off their team.
Yeah,
that's what's going to happen to San Diego in about two years. I'll tell you that. But as far as the Lakers thing, I don't know, but I'll tell you what, he's not the problem.
Right.
It's the people around.
And here's the, you know, let's talk about basketball a little bit more. I was trying to get the Cal Poly athletic director to come on. To be honest, one of the things I have learned doing this the past few days, you know, when I would guest host before, it'd just be usually 2 hours. I didn't have huge problems finding people to fill, you know, guests to fill 2 hours. Finding guests to fill 4 hours, 3 days in a row is tough sometimes.
Yeah, that's why Dave, he throws it out there every week. He's like, look, I got 20 hours to fill.
Right.
Call if you want to come on, if you got a problem, call me.
So I'm making the same offer. I've got some time Friday available. If you are interested in coming on, if you've got something interesting to talk about it, send me an email, hoystory, H-O-Y-S-T-O-R-Y, @gmail.com. Love to hear from you. I will decide whether you're interesting.
Yeah. Otherwise, we're going to be interviewing Pepper Daniels and Kurt Olsen for 2 hours.
I've actually got a couple of very interesting guests scheduled for Friday. For tomorrow, I've got the whole day filled, and I'm kind of excited about it. And again, I was trying to get Cal Poly's athletic director on because, you know, he just fired the men's basketball coach this past week. Joe Calero had been there for 10 years. He had made it to the NCAA tournament once as a seventh seed in the Big West tournament, went and won it all, won the play-in game, so he was like one of the last four teams in, and then got decimated by Wichita State. He got David Nwaba, a player. I'm not sure how much he had to do with getting Nwaba to the NBA. I think Nwaba had a heck of a lot more getting himself to the NBA. But I wanted to talk with him about, you know, hey, you know, you're the athletic director at a school that is very academically rigorous. And, you know, you've got players on your basketball team. They aren't all recreation administration majors. You've got engineering majors on the basketball team. And how difficult and how do you balance all that? And then this, you know, 2 days ago, we have this story come out about, you know, all these celebrities and whatnot bribing people to get into Yale and Harvard and USC and USD and all these other schools. And, you know, is that one way to get around it? We are going to have on tomorrow Aaron Ogren of Central Coast College Consultants to talk about this. So we're going to tie in with that. And again, we got a half an hour left. We'd love to hear from you. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. Otherwise, we're going to start talking about what I want to talk about. This is the Dave Congleton Show, 920 AM, 96.5 FM, KVEC. We'll be right back.
KVEC.
Listening to the Dave Congleton Show on 920 AM, 96.5 FM, KVEC News Talk. Matt Hoy in for Dave. Dave will be back Monday. We are all looking forward to that. Craig has received a text on our
Stolberg Law. KVEC text line.
Text line, and wouldn't tell me about it in the break. You wanted to spring it on me now.
Spring it on you, but if I brought it up during the break, you'd be like, okay, and then I'd tell you again, it would just be old news.
Yeah, okay.
We have a texter letting us know that bowling is a lot more exciting than basketball. Oh, that's David in AG, and I have to agree with him on that, because last week I watched the Jonesboro bowling championship there.
Professional
bowling.
What's it? P PBA?
PBA.
And normally I always get that confused with PBR, which is bull riding.
Bull riding, yeah. Well, now this, I've been watching the last couple of weeks on whatever, ESPN 10. Whatnot. Right. Remember, it used to be on Saturday mornings after cartoons. It was bowling.
Right.
And so
ESPN kind of, 8, yeah, The Ocho.
The Ocho. And now I'm watching it like on Friday nights and whatnot. And I actually saw Norm Duke. He won his 40th championship at the age of 55,
oh, wow,
beating a 22-year-old. And the reason I think it's more exciting to me is because I can identify with it. Me and my wife, we go bowling down at Pismo.
Right, all the time. Right, right.
And it's interesting to find out why I suck so much, because I watch these guys, and they have this whole thing where it's like a two-hand spin. So if it's the first row, they do the two-hand spin, where the thing looks like it's going to gutter ball, then it curves and hits the center pin, boom, throw a strike. And then the second one they throw is straight, and then they go to the next lane, and they do a thing, and it's like, oh, this is how the pros do it. So I can watch them figure out what they're doing, and then I can take that to Pismo Bowl the next week and try it out and hurt myself like I did.
Whereas with basketball, you can't be 7 feet tall.
No, I'll never be 7 feet tall. But I can wear tacky clothes and, you know, look out of shape and bowl.
What's your record?
I don't know, like 120? Like, I'm awful. Oh. I'm horrible. But no one can go there and drink and sit and get fat better than me.
See, I still remember my best game of bowling. It was at Cal Poly at Mustang Lanes. I got strikes in the first 5 frames. And then I couldn't buy a spare. 5 straight strikes. 30, 60, 90. And then it's just like, off a cliff. So
that was your moment in the sun.
That was my moment in the sun.
See, for me, it was I bowled. I got 3 strikes in a row. 2 different games. I threw a turkey.
Right.
2 games in a row. And I ended up stealing the ball because I was always using lane balls. And so I used this one ball. And I can tell it's donated. It's a donated ball. And they were about to get rid of it. And I threw a turkey. I'd never done that before. And then I threw the next game of turkey. I'm like, oh, I'm keeping this. So I knew they were getting rid of the ball. They were getting all new balls. And it was a donated one anyway.
Right.
No, I didn't steal a ball. What? Who said that? I was just kidding. But anyway,
you borrowed it. You returned it every time you went to bowl again.
Every time I go. Matter of fact, hold on. I want you to quote right now. What socks am I wearing?
White. That's bowling socks. Yes, they are.
I am wearing bowling socks. They have bowling pins and a bowling ball on right now.
Only 3 pins, though.
3 pins. Well, there's but 2 sides. So
So it's
6 total on each sock. But
not enough.
No, but I'm just saying, I enjoy bowling. I identify with bowling more.
Okay.
And my wife, she's like, why are you watching this? Because this is horrible. And then she watches the guy get the strike. She goes, ooh, wow, look at how that ball moved.
Yeah.
And then she kind of gets into it. She still doesn't like it. But it's like someone who's laughing at a comedy, and they say, I don't like this comedy, but they're still laughing. Right. So anyway, that was our text. David and AG thinks bowling is better than basketball. So do I.
If you would like to call in, talk about something, anything other than bowling at this point.
It's all bowling.
Okay. Give us a call, 805-543-8830, 1-800-549-5832. Yeah, bowling. Speaking of ESPN 8, The Ocho, do you realize they 6 hours of programming like that on ESPN 2 some months ago? They had Moxie games, which is like weird stuff, like people like throwing dodgeballs at people who are juggling stuff. They had chess boxing, which is apparently a sport where you play chess for 3 minutes and then box around, and then play chess for 3 more minutes, and then box another round, and you either lose at chess or you get knocked out. And these are like real sports.
That sounds like something I could be bad at.
It was on ESPN, and they promoted it as ESPN 8 The Ocho. We have a caller to save us from this.
Yes, we do. We got Mitch in San Luis.
Mitch, save us from talking about weird sports.
That's a cinch. See that gentleman there, that individual in Santa Maria, he had the wrong station. He had the wrong radio station. So. That makes sense to me. Craig and Matt there, are either one of you guys veterans?
I am not. The closest I have come to it was my grandfather was in the Marine Corps during World War II. He was at Pearl Harbor on the USS California when the Japanese bombed it. My other grandfather in World War II was in the Army Air Corps. And right. when I started in journalism, the first two, my first 2 years in journalism, I covered Vandenberg Air Force Base. So I had a lot of interaction with the Air Force there. Craig, you're not a veteran.
No.
No.
Yeah, I caught just that piece, the gentleman there from
American Legion.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he made it clear, you know, sons of veterans and what have you, and you know, the group, the support group that goes on along those lines. He probably could have expanded on that a little bit. I've touched base with them. And you know, the environment there, I don't know if you're familiar with their place up there.
I've been by the hall, but I haven't, you know, done much more than that. I think the tank is non-operable, which is a downer for me.
Right. Well, they've got their own place, and they basically, you know, it's recreational kind of stuff that goes on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got the big screen for a football game and what have you, so you have to kind of know that going in. But Sons of Veterans, I think that's important.
Right. No, I'm with you. You know,
growing up with that hanging over your head, literally, it's a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know, for some. And I wish he would have touched on that a little more.
Yeah. He talked about, you know, things that they've gotten done and the American Legion's gotten done over its history. And, you know, I appreciate a lot of that. But, you know, he singles out the Veterans Administration. It's like, well, yes, that was a good accomplishment. But, man, that, you know, all I've been hearing the past few years about is about how messed up the Veterans Administration is. Especially, you know, lots of these hospitals. And you know, I don't think we treat our veterans as well as we should. And I think, and you know, I'm part of this too, because I'm not a veteran. You know, we know fewer and fewer people who have served. The number of people who served in the military, I mean, the World War II generation, everybody knew somebody who served. Everybody was related to somebody who served.
Right.
You know, as time has gone on, you know, people my age, you know, unless you actively go out to meet, you know, seeking, you know, veterans, unless, you know, you're like me and happen to, you know, encounter them on your job, mine as a reporter, you know, you just don't know what they've been doing, what they've been going through. And I think they've been ill served by a lot of our society. And you know, it's so, if you can go out, if you can donate to the American Legion, their scholarships, I think that's a great thing. And frankly, if you've got nothing else to do Friday night, go out to this spaghetti dinner, pay $10 and meet some, because you will learn a lot.
Sure, absolutely. You know, I'm an older man, and I've talked with many of people, and you know, we discuss veterans of wartime. You know, there are other veterans there,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure, you know, I have a hard time with, you know, veterans that sign up to scrub garbage cans. You know, their MOS is very important, in as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from a
I don't think anyone's MOS is specifically to scrub garbage cans, but I know what you're saying.
Maybe in the day, but do you see my point, though?
No,
I mean, you have to, you know, from a distance, you have to talk with these individuals one on one, and you know, I imagine there'll be a good crowd there Friday night. So,
are you familiar
an idea.
With the show that we have on KVEC on Saturday from 2 to 3 called Hometown Heroes?
Sure, and yeah, it's great. These guys are 90 years old, and they don't know why they went. I love that.
You know, and it's you know? For those who don't know, Hometown Heroes from 2 to 3 p.m. on Saturday, and it's all World War II veterans, and it's a dedicated
right.
hour to just their story from before the war, what got them in the war,
right.
to what got them through the war. And
sure.
and it doesn't just involve like, okay, I was in this infantry and I shot this thing. It goes to, you know, well, I grew up in this place. And and
right.
it goes to like the kind of their background story. And a lot of it is like, okay, and then I met my wife. And it's mm-hmm. it's pretty interesting how amazing. It's like, I met my wife and then I enlisted, or I met my wife, we got married, and then I went off to war. How often that happened.
Yeah. You know, it's Not specific to military necessarily, but when I worked at a newspaper up in Washington State called the Daily World, one thing that we were kind of assigned, and it's just hearing these stories. You don't hear these stories often from older people, military or not. And we would have to write, you know, it circulated through the newsroom. You'd have to write a profile of somebody and really get to know them and, you know, just somebody local. And so we'd end up writing pieces that were 40, 50, 60 column inches, which are pretty long newspaper pieces, just about people in the community. And you don't see that in journalism anymore, sadly. Thank you very much for the call. This is the Dave Congleton Show, KVEC News Talk, 920 AM, 96.5 FM. Give us a call. Last segment, 805-543-8830, 1-800-549-5832. Matt Hoy in for Dave Congleton. We'll be back right after this. When you grab a hold of me, you tell me that I'll never be set free. But I'm a parasite. Creep and crawl, I step into the night. You're listening to the Dave Congleton Show, 920 AM, 96.5 FM, KVEC News Talk. Matt Hoy sitting in for Dave. Dave will be back Monday. In the meantime, I'm here with Craig Hill for the rest of the week. We're going to have some fun tomorrow. Tomorrow I have David Cobb coming in. David Cobb is the 2004 Green Party candidate for president. We are going to talk about the Green New Deal. I've asked him specifically to kind of outline how the Green Party's Green New Deal is different from the Green New Deal as introduced by Democratic Senator Edward Markey and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I'm not sure what he wants to do about cow farts, which apparently is a bad thing, contributes to global warming.
Yep, that's the big problem.
So I can't have a steak. No more steak for me.
It's not China. It's not India. It's the cows.
It's the cows. So we're going to talk with him about the Green New Deal. That should be interesting. After that, I've got Jocelyn Wiener. She is a reporter for the CalMatters.org. We had Dan Walters from CalMatters on. Jocelyn has been writing some stories about mental health and California. And I'm not talking about the politicians. I'm talking about mental health treatment and the lengths people are going to and where we are failing to, as a state, to really deal with people who are suffering from serious mental health issues. And she's written a couple stories on this. We're going to go over those. We're going to go over what's happening in this, at the state level, and talk about that. After she is on, I got to look this up because I just solidified this before we went on the air today. So slow mental health.
All right, while you check your emails.
Yes.
I'm going to let the public know that I'm going to pitch Dave for a 1 hour long every week segment about bowling. Every week.
Good luck with that. We are going to
So your thing.
So after we've got the state thing going on here, we are going to have on that's always something else. Go through, click that, click here. We are going to have, come on, Jill Bolster White, the executive director of Transitions Mental Health Association here in Slowon, to talk about mental health closer to home, not statewide, but here in Slow County, what they are doing, what the needs are, what needs are being met, what needs aren't being met. And so we'll talk about that for a second hour. And then finally tomorrow, I have slated for you, dear listeners, Aaron Ogren of Central Coast College Consultants, I believe it is. She runs a business here in San Luis Obispo.
So you pay her $500,000 and she gets your kid into school, right?
I don't think it works that way with her. And we're going to talk about how there's an ethical and an honest way, and then there's the way that that Hollywood stars get their kids who don't really care much about college into college.
Now, I'm trying to get my kids into North Dakota State. So what's that going to be like?
Good football player?
$500,000?
They have a very good football team.
Oh, I don't know. I was making that name up.
Is there is North Dakota. They've won like six of the last seven.
Give me a horrible school.
A horrible?
Chico's?
So I'm going to get in trouble if I say.
Give me a school that is not known for being a quality at anything. Like, I had a buddy of mine who went to Goucher, but I don't even know if they have a football team. But they're known for academics.
I'm sure there's like some Division III schools that are really. But I'm going to name one. One of our listeners will have gone to that obscure school and will call in here and they will demand equal time. They'll demand to come in here and tell me all about the glories of whatever it is. So I'm not touching that. So we're going to talk about that. Here's the interesting.
Branson Tech.
Branson Musical School, yes. Dollywood Musical Academy.
There you go.
There we go. But here's the interesting thing about the celebrities and all these people paying all this tons of money. So Lori Loughlin pays all this money to get her daughters into USC. Why does she need to do that? She's a reasonably famous actress, even though it was a show that was on in the 80s and 90s, I think. Full House, right?
Yeah, and it's back on Netflix.
And they did a reboot on Netflix called Fuller House, and she's got a couple series on the Hallmark Channel.
And her husband's a very wealthy designer.
A clothing designer.
Yeah.
I don't see why. You know, she just drops her name, and that wouldn't get her kids into USC.
Because she's Lori Loughlin. She's not Angelina Jolie.
But Aunt Becky.
If you have to reference the part you're known for, then you're not famous. If you're like, I was in that show. Who were you? I was
guy. Here's the other thing, and I didn't know this was I had an inkling this was a thing, but I'd never seen it before. But apparently her daughter that she got into USC is what's known as a social media influencer. She has like 2 million people who follow her YouTube channel, and companies pay her to promote their stuff.
But was she getting a degree in kind of like business?
Who cares? She's filthy rich on her own. Why does she need to go to college? In fact, they got video of her saying, I really don't want to go to college. I'm going to college to experience game day and parties and she's taking up a slot that somebody else could take.
So she didn't want to go, just mom.
And mom spent all this, and now mom's going to jail to get you, because she tried to get you into college. So I've seen some reports saying that people seriously think that these actresses are going to go into jail. The other one is Felicity Huffman. I think Huffman is her last name. She's married to William H. Macy.
Yeah, and she was on Desperate Housewives.
She's on Desperate Housewives. So all the reporting I've seen say that when they arrested her, they showed up at her door yesterday morning with guns drawn. Seriously? Seriously.
At least there's some
guns drawn?
At least there's consistency. I mean, you know.
My gosh, why do you need? You could have sent one guy in a suit to arrest her. You don't need to send a SWAT team with a bunch of guys for an actress.
Maybe there's stuff we don't know about her. Maybe she writes a blog about guns and, you know, we don't know about that.
So you're suggesting that if they come out. Okay, fine. No, it frankly just blows my mind. I don't know. And you read all this stuff about how the IRS has a SWAT team and the Department of the Interior has a SWAT team and the mental health group has a SWAT. The whole government has a SWAT team. And this is what they need to be used for, to go and arrest actresses who paid people to Photoshop their head on stock photos of other athletes and get them into schools that, you know, the joke, some of the jokes I saw online with this was that, you know, these coaches got in trouble for taking bribes to, you know, get these athletes into these schools. Well, the problem was it was the coaches taking the bribes. The administrators are the ones who usually take the bribes, and their endowments or put my name on a building.
The
or,
Aunt Becky Conservatory at USC?
At USC, the Aunt Becky Study Hall, I don't, you know, or, you know, you pay $50,000 to put a new, you know, giant screen, you know, TV screen in the outfield of the baseball diamond.
That plays nothing but whatever that show is, Family Matters. What's the name of that show again?
Which show?
The one that Becky's on. Aunt Becky.
Full House.
Fuller House. It only plays
Fuller House. Fuller House is
in the end zone.
If you thought somebody from Full House was going to get caught in a scandal having to do with getting people into college who shouldn't get into college, it wouldn't be Aunt Becky. It would have been the girl's next-door neighbor ditzy friend.
I don't watch that show. Will you even watch that show? Well, anyway, so your guest tomorrow is going to be talking about how to get your kids into school without paying $500,000 to bribe people.
And going to jail.
And go to jail.
Jail, yes. How to get your kids into school without going to jail.
Ooh, that
That's
sounds like a book.
That's what we're going for. So, hey, maybe I can get some money for that. Yeah, good idea? Maybe?
Let's do
we'll
it.
See. Looking forward to hearing from you tomorrow. This is Matt Hoy on the Dave Congleton Show.